Chapter 20. Luke watched the twin bursts of light disappear into the exhaust port and pulled his X-Wing up and up and up out of the trench. The sigh he released shook his whole body. Luke blinked in disbelief, looking down again. It felt like he was coming out of a dream as he soared up toward the stars.
"Great shot, kid," Han cheered. "That was one in a million."
One of the other pilots confirmed the hit to the base on Yavin 4 in that single quiet second before everything changed. Luke knew that the moment would be imprinted on his memory forever. The way the ring of pure energy and fire blew out from the center of the battle station, ripping it apart into nothing more than shreds of metal and dust. The pressure of the detonation rocked the X-Wing, sending it bobbing. Just as quickly, his flight smoothed out again, and calm returned to the galaxy. The terrifying giant was gone, and with it, the weight of fear that had been pressing down on Luke.
"Remember," he heard Ben say, "the Force will be with you, always."
And it would be. Luke saw that now, feeling for the first time that all these parts of himself, the farm boy desperate to escape, the Jedi trainee, the Rebel Alliance's new piloting recruit, had fused. He saw the future spread out in front of him, opened wide. Luke's descent into Yavin 4's atmosphere was filled with the cheers and cries of the officers and staff in the control room. He brought his X-Wing down low over the jungle, cutting through the thick mist until the temples finally appeared in front of him. He waited his turn to pull into the hangar, falling behind the remainder of the red and gold squadrons. By the time he made it inside and initiated the landing procedures, the whole of the rebellion had flooded in to greet the pilots. He had never been so relieved to see all their faces. Luke scrambled to unhook his straps and push the canopy up. He tossed his helmet on the seat and was halfway down the ladder before he took his next breath.
"Luke!"
Leia ran toward him, a blur of white pushing through the crowd.
"Luke!"
He somehow managed to catch her as she slammed into him, laughing. He swung her around in a huge hug, setting her down just as Han came up behind them, grinning from ear to ear. The captain didn't resist as Luke pounded his back.
"I knew it," Luke said, punching his shoulder for good measure. "I knew you'd come back."
Han shrugged.
"Well, I wasn't going to let you have all the credit."
Chewbacca growled behind Han, giving the captain a little shake.
"All right, all right. And because we wanted to make sure you got out of this mess in one piece. How does it feel to be a hero?"
"Oh my, R2!"
At 3PO's distressed voice, Luke spun on his heel. In all the excitement, he'd somehow managed to forget about the droid who'd had his back. A technician was lowering R2-D2 to the ground, carefully to avoid damaging him further. His white and blue body had been scorched nearly black. Wiring stuck out from his joints like climbing weeds, and one of his small arms had been blown off.
"Oh no," Luke said, rushing over.
"R2! R2, can you hear me? Say something!"
The protocol droid turned to the mechanic.
"You can repair him, can't you?"
The technician nodded.
"We'll get to work on him right away."
"You must repair him. Sir, if any of my circuits or gears will help, I'll gladly donate them."
"He'll be all right," Luke said, resting a hand on the protocol droid's shoulder.
Facing the others again, he was surprised to see Leia smiling up at Han.
"I knew there was more to you than money."
"Don't tell anyone," he said with a wink. "Wouldn't want to ruin the surprise, your worship."
"Leia,"
she insisted, rolling her eyes.
"Just Leia."
Luke felt a smile tug at the corner of his lips as Wedge came up behind him and punched his shoulder.
"Nice shooting! Couldn't have done it without you!"
Luke had to shout to be heard over the songs and cheers that had broken out again. Wedge let himself be swept up into the group, pumping his fists in the air. For a moment, Luke hung back from the others, leaning against his ship.
The atmosphere was humming, brimming with the excitement of everything they had accomplished.
Still, he couldn't miss the holes, the empty places where people should have been, the squadron members who hadn't lived to see the Empire brought to its knees. Biggs, Ben, Uncle Owen and Aunt Beru, his father. You were right, Luke thought,
smiling again as Chewbacca hugged Leia and then lifted her right off her feet.
Ben, you were right. He had felt the Force. He didn't fully grasp it yet, and he knew there was so much more he needed to learn about himself and his capabilities. But now, he knew that the loved ones who had left him weren't so far away after all. He could feel them nearby, like beams of sunlight breaking through the clouds. When Luke closed his eyes, he saw Tatooine's twin suns sinking into a violet glow, burning on the horizon and casting the sand in brilliant gold.
He'd been so determined to leave, he'd refused to see the beauty of his home and everything it had done to make him who he was.
Hey, kid!
Han called, waving Luke over.
You ready for a real celebration?
The crowd was moving out of the hangar, headed deeper into the great temple. No doubt, Luke thought, to dig into what supply of food and drink they had left.
Kid,
Luke snorted. Maybe Han would always call him that. Maybe the older pilots would think he was just a rookie hotshot who got lucky. Maybe Leia would always think he was just a simple guy from a planet at the farthest edge of the galaxy, not refined or brilliant or particularly charming. But Luke knew now he was so much more, and that he had so much farther to go. This time, no one was going to hold him back.